Hi, this is an oracle card reading. My intention with this reading is to ask for any additional information or any information that would be helpful to highlight about what is the energies available in this next upcoming season. And I also asked, like, what are some of the challenges? And so the very first thing I want to say is just very much like a few sentences to sum up the energy of summer solstice or Cancer solstice this year is that there is this ever-present energy available to you that is very loving and supportive. And there is this energy that's available for you and for all of us that really hasn't been here before that is assisting us with our evolution. That is very strong at the solstice, very strong. And the other thing is that there's a lot of water signs. At the summer solstice, the moon and the sun and Venus, Jupiter and Neptune. And there is a lot of strength there. And there's going to be a lot of emotions flowing, but it's different from what we've been in before. Instead of like intensive trauma in the collective, it's a lot of releasing and also like feeling things that maybe haven't been able to be felt. And it's a letting go. And feeling things that need to be felt, but they're like the sweet weeping kind of that's clearing and healing, like a river, a current in a river that sweeps away some energy that needs to release. The other thing that's really very present this season is shifting our perceptions, how we think about ourselves, how we think about other people, what we believe the possibilities are, shifting perspectives, shifting to a different storyline inside of ourselves and really paying attention to what are we empowering and making very conscious choices. And then the other is this Saturn Uranus square that's really activated at the solstice and all season long, which is sort of this challenging dialogue between the old ways and the new ways, you could say, the old you and the new you. And also energy that's been coming in since, well, for a long time, but really amped up at winter solstice and really amped up again at the spring equinox. And now at this solstice point, there's a lot of light coming in, a lot of evolutionary energy. And it's like the dialogue between how does our body digest and assimilate this in a way that is kind to ourselves physically. And then also, like, where are the changes that need to get made? And people are getting really aware of that now. And if you're not aware of that now, probably you will become more and more aware as the season shifts and into early October after autumn, after the September equinox. So that's just a brief synopsis. And then the first card that I picked, and I just want to say to you that I really picked these cards without looking. And I'm just asking, what is the overarching theme of this season? What do people need to know? If it's different than what I've already said or said in a different way. And so I picked a card from the Crystal Mandala Oracle by Alana Fairchild. And the card is Ascended Master Mataji and Crimson Cuprite. And the theme is relief and repair. We bring you the blessing of relief and repair. Our warmth and nurturing will restore and rebalance your body, mind, and soul when the light of spirit burns too brightly. Spiritual light is like the light of the sun, it brings life and joy. But too much can burn. If that happens to you, you will feel overwhelmed, overheated, overexcited, or overstretched mentally, physically, or emotionally. We will help you recover and increase your ability to be exposed to spiritual light again in future without becoming overloaded or burned out. We ask you to soften and relax into the rich red energy now, which nurtures you with the cooling, restorative life force of the Earth Mother. We shall help you naturally discharge excess energy while we revive, strengthen, and fortify you with nourishing grace. On the path of light, there are many highs, beautiful visions, stunning inspirations, and transcendent experiences of bliss, love, and peace. It can feel amazing, yet like the uplifting and inspiring light of the sun, it is possible to have more of a good thing than you can handle at any one time. Overexposure to the spiritual light feels great for a moment and then terrible afterwards. The body and mind can feel burnt out, overloaded, and confused. The great high followed by a dreadful low. You may feel emotionally unstable and even overwhelmed by so many inspirations, but with no real plan as to how you can bring them to life with methodical, practical steps. The spiritual light can help you live your divine destiny, but for it to shine bright and show you the way rather than burn you, you must learn how to balance your love for the light with devotion and care for your body. This is such an interesting card to get. The calling in of spiritual assistance is a key aspect to spiritual growth. The energy of your spirit, your guides and angels, is very real and is the equivalent of turning on more lights in your soul house. Whilst more light can make it easier to see what you are looking for, and that is so often right in front of you, if you have too much light going on, especially over a long period of time, you may unwittingly cause the circuits to ignite and burn down the house. You don't want this to happen because it doesn't feel good and it doesn't help you on your path. You need enough light to see and grow by, but not so much that it becomes more important to you than your need for care and respect for your body. There are times when the body just needs softness and time to simply be and express itself in a spontaneous, carefree way. It needs to be like a little child, happy and allowed to play and feel good. It needs to switch off from thinking about spiritual matters and doing healing work now and then. You need discipline to continue to grow on the spiritual path and to heal yourself. And if you balance that discipline with a self-loving, self-caring attitude, it won't be so difficult to keep it up. The Oracle of Relief and Repair comes with a message about your spiritual growth. You may or may not be aware of it, but you are learning to call more spiritual light into your body, your mind, and your life. Perhaps you have been praying to the universe more, asking for help. Perhaps you have been meditating more often or reading spiritual books or opening your mind to new levels of consciousness. Or perhaps your soul has just been growing, even if you don't quite know why it is happening or recognize it consciously. It's all good. However, your body needs time to adjust to the increase in light. If you just keep going without taking a short break, it would be like continuing to eat and eat and eat without taking time to digest and eliminate in between meals. Although you may be eating very good quality food in time, it won't matter. It will just become too much. So the Oracle will help you. Take a short rest and repair now so you don't become unwell or overloaded and need to take a much longer break later on. You are being given healing and you need it. When you have a strong spirit that has conditioned your body and mind to simply keep up, it can be easy to forget that although your spirit is an unlimited being, your body and mind exist within a reality held together with the parameters of time and space. This means that although your spirit doesn't need sleep or recovery time, your body and mind certainly do. If you are not in the habit of asking yourself if you need rest and responding when you realize that perhaps you do, or if you don't often notice your own cues for needing rest, then this oracle comes to you with compassionate grace. It is an express message from the Universal Mother asking you to melt into her warmth and restoration. She is offering you a chance to be repaired by her healing power. It is highly suggested you give yourself the opportunity to receive it by doing the healing process and then testing over time. The oracle also indicates that any situation that may appear to be never-ending is not so, and any brokenness of heart will defeat or apparent failure can and will be resolved and restored through the hand of her radiant grace. She will bestow her blessing and relief and repair upon you and your life situation. Allow her grace to resolve your life circumstances as she sees fit, so you can be revived by her rich, warm life force. When the Divine Mother turns her attention to a matter, There is no such thing as a lost cause or an inevitable defeat. Her ways are many and her resources great. When she decides to animate something that may have otherwise seemed devoid of life, her power is that of the phoenix, rising again after all has seemed lost. Allow her to serve your body, mind, and spirit in the way that serves you now. Surrender into her tender, loving care. So this is the healing process. To integrate this guidance, you may like to say this invocation now. I call upon the crystal angel of crimson cuprite and ascended master Mataji, who loves me unconditionally. Thank you for the divine healing blessing of relief and repair. I take delight in the divine restoration without limitation. Thank you for the healing grace of life and vitality you bring to my body, mind, and spirit now. May the tender, reviving love of your embrace be felt by all beings in need. Through divine compassion, unconditional love, and my own free will, so be it. So there's that. Then there was a card that was about a card about releasing your attachments to all that has served you yesterday, but that may be purified, electrified, and transmuted now. This metamorphosis brings your enlightenment and is creation restored. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong page. Another card that I picked is Ten of Fire. Your chronic inner struggle has led to exhaustion and debilitating burnout. What danger signs have you been ignoring? You must redirect your will from this. Let the powerful transmuting power of Snake turn this behavior around. She is inviting you to align with her fire's transformative energy of creation to help you break patterns of self-destruction and create new healthy patterns. Another card I pulled, which is a card that is sort of what, you know, is the God of Reflection. You are giving away your power because you fail to recognize and acknowledge the many wondrous qualities that you possess. The qualities you admire in others are simply reflections of the same qualities within you. Yet often you falsely believe that others are better than you in some way. It is now time to let go of this belief and allow your beauty, talent, and creativity to shine through. From now on, every time you see beauty in another, let it serve to remind you of your own beauty. If you recognize success in another, check to see how success also exists within you, and so on. As your perceptions are brought into balance, you become more effective, a more effective force in the world, and have more impact on those around you. By acknowledging all the beautiful qualities that you already possess, you open the door for an endless stream of abundance and blessings which stem from the heart of creation. So these are some of the challenging, be aware of this in this season. The next was embrace. You can do this by listening to all the things you like about you and then embrace. A new opportunity is coming your way, but in order to grasp it, you must love, accept, and embrace the many aspects of your personality. You can do this by listing all the things you like about and then listing all the things that you don't like about yourself. These are usually the things you try to hide from others, feel uncomfortable about, or ashamed of. List everything, whether you define it as something good about yourself or something you don't like about yourself that you think describes you. Look carefully at the list of things you don't like. Now find at least two positives for every negative thing you listed. In reality, there are much more than just a couple, but two will do for now. Then go through the qualities in your original list of positives and find at least two negatives for each positive. With practice, you will come to realize that every positive has negatives attached to it and vice versa. Every quality you possess serves a valuable purpose in your life. Accepting and loving what you perceive as negative and positive equally leads to wholeness and balance. And through this, you are better able to see and grasp the opportunities that life constantly presents. And now this, I asked, what is the outcome of the seasonal energy, or what is the blessings? The blessings is Mother of Earth, birth. The fertile, loving Mother of Earth births life into form. Surrounded by roses, the flowers of life, her beauty and strength embody the creative force. She carries the stamina necessary to follow through with cycles that are in limbo or slow to manifest. This Earth Mother knows well all the dimensions of creation and the art of manifestation. She births into form all that she desires. The Mother of Earth comes in now to assist you in birthing your gifts of love and power into the world. With patience and without struggle, she shows you how to bring new life into this dimension as you align with the power of creation and let emerge what you are here to birth. This is a time of new cycles and beginnings, full of the blessings that only you can bring to the world. So it seems that this is all about releasing some of the burnout, caring for ourselves, really equally loving the parts of ourselves that we define as positive or negative, and seeing that really all of us is worthy of being loved and needs love and care and all serves a purpose, and that there's a tremendous amount of creativity and abundance that can come out of this. So there was one more card that I wanted to read as part of the outcome, and is the goddess Sekhmet and fire agate, passion of the lion heart. And I'm just going to read you a little bit about this. We bring you the empowerment of passion of the lion heart. Through passion, you will dedicate yourself with an intensity and discipline that may surprise you. Passion is love activated. It is energy that moves you from within and empowers you to act in the world in ways you may not have otherwise dared to even consider. Passion gives you strength, plugs you into the eternal energy of sacred fire, and generates the ability to accomplish tasks you may have not believed possible. With great passion, there can be great pain. The heart that loves wild and open is also the heart that can feel disappointment and doubt most keenly. The empowerment of the lion heart strengthens your heart to recover from any pain through the power of courage, commitment, and bold loving devotion to what matters most to you. And again, that's more of an outcome and the healing process. To integrate this guidance, you may like to say this invocation now. I call upon the crystal angel of fire, agate, and the goddess Sekhmet, who loves me unconditionally. Thank you for the divine healing empowerment of passion of the lion heart. May all hearts know their true passion through divine grace and unconditional love. May all hearts be empowered according to divine wisdom to express their passion in service to the greatest good. May all hearts be healed through divine compassion. May the truth of love shine fully upon the earth through divine grace and my own free will, so be it. And then one more. I choose my own free will through this and any lifetimes and through all layers of my entire being to release pain from my heart. All fatigue, doubt, despair, disappointment, and any other memory or associated belief system that would obstruct the expression of my passion in the world in service to the divine plan of love unfolding. Through divine empowerment and unconditional love, so be it. And then one more. May divine love awaken sacred passion and love in action fully and completely in the world, according to divine grace and mercy, and in service to the divine feminine wisdom evolving through humanity at this time. So be it. Well, that was beautiful. Again, have a beautiful, beautiful solstice.